Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Killed by a Traffic Engineer, Shattering the Delusion that Science Underlies Our Transportation System by Wes Marshall, confronts a troubling paradox in modern mobility. Transportation is often presented as a technical, evidence-based enterprise. Yet the outcomes on many streets include preventable deaths, severe injuries, and environments hostile to everyday life. Marshall, a traffic engineer and researcher, argues that the field has leaned on professional customs, simplified models, and inherited standards that do not consistently reflect real-world human behavior or safety. The book positions roadway tragedy not as an unavoidable cost of travel, but as a predictable result of design priorities that favor speed and vehicle throughput over protection and comfort. Through a critique of how engineering guidance is produced and applied, the author pushes readers to question what counts as proof, which metrics are rewarded, and how institutional incentives shape the built environment. The goal is both diagnostic and practical, expose flawed assumptions, and point toward a transportation system grounded in outcomes people actually value. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the myth of scientific certainty in traffic engineering, a central theme is that transportation practice often projects a sense of hard science while relying on conventions that are only loosely validated. The book challenges the idea that standard tools, default values, and long-used procedures automatically produce safe and efficient results. It highlights how a model can feel rigorous because it has equations and technical language, yet still embed questionable assumptions about driver behavior, risk tolerance, and how people respond to street geometry. Marshall pushes readers to distinguish between measurement and meaning. Collecting data is not the same as choosing the right outcome to optimize. In many places, the outcomes prioritized by agencies are travel time and vehicle delay, which can be measured precisely, while safety, comfort, and equity are treated as secondary or harder to quantify. The argument reframes traffic engineering as a system of choices disguised as neutrality. When standards are treated as truth rather than hypotheses, agencies can repeat designs that generate the same predictable harms. By questioning what is considered evidence and who sets the professional baseline, the book invites a more honest relationship with uncertainty and a higher burden of proof for designs that increase speed and exposure to severe crashes. Secondly, how standards and manuals can lock in dangerous outcomes. The book examines how design guidance, warrants, and standard details can become self-reinforcing, shaping street outcomes long after the original context has changed. A manual may recommend wider lanes, forgiving clear zones, or intersection treatments intended to reduce certain types of collisions. But those same choices can also encourage higher speeds and more severe crashes. Marshall argues that practitioners can become constrained by what is allowable rather than what is appropriate, especially when liability concerns and institutional inertia push engineers toward the safest career choice rather than the safest street. The topic also covers the subtle power of defaults. If the default design speed is high, if the default intersection geometry favors fast turning, or if the default signal timing prioritizes vehicle progression, then the built environment will reliably produce high energy conflicts. The book emphasizes that standards are not laws of physics. They are negotiated documents influenced by politics, professional culture, and legacy assumptions. Reform therefore requires more than isolated projects. It requires changing the rulebook, expanding what counts as acceptable design, and updating evaluation methods so agencies can defend safer, slower, and more people-centered choices with the same confidence they currently reserve for throughput-focused designs. Thirdly, bad metrics and the performance trap of moving cars fast. Marshall critiques the transportation habit of using simplified performance measures that reward speed and punish friction, even when that friction represents healthy street life and safety. Level of service and related delay-based metrics can dominate project decisions, encouraging agencies to widen roads, add turn lanes, and coordinate signals for flow. The book argues that these steps often trade small-time savings for large safety costs, especially for pedestrians and cyclists. It also points out that the system can misread its own results. When a road is widened and speeds rise, crashes may initially appear to change in ambiguous ways, while injury severity and long-term exposure increase. Meanwhile, induced demand can refill any added capacity, making congestion relief temporary. By focusing on car delay, agencies can miss more relevant goals such as reducing fatalities, enabling walking in transit, improving access to destinations, and supporting local economic vitality. The alternative framework suggested is to measure what matters: serious injuries and deaths, operating speeds, crossing difficulty, near misses, access time for all modes, and reliability rather than peak speed. This topic positions metric reform as one of the highest leverage changes available, because what gets measured and rewarded becomes what gets built. Fourthly, crash causation, human behavior, and the limits of blaming drivers. A recurring argument is that conventional crash analysis too often defaults to human error as the primary cause, which can absolve design from scrutiny. Marshall does not deny that people make mistakes. Instead, he argues that a safe system anticipates predictable errors and prevents them from becoming fatal. The book discusses how street design shapes behavior through cues like lane width, sight distance, turning radius, and signal timing. When the environment communicates that high speeds are normal, many users will comply even in places where vulnerable people are present. This leads to a mismatch between stated safety goals and the real incentives embedded in geometry. The topic also addresses how data categories can bias conclusions. If police reports emphasize immediate driver actions, systemic contributors like speed culture, intersection complexity, and exposure may be undercounted. Marshall encourages a shift toward understanding severity physics and conflict opportunities, not just fault assignment. The practical implication is that safety interventions should prioritize speed management, simplification, and protection, rather than assuming education and enforcement alone can solve the problem. Design that reduces kinetic energy, improves visibility, and shortens crossing distances can make ordinary mistakes survivable. Lastly, what a more evidence-grounded transportation system looks like. After diagnosing the field's blind spots, the book points toward reforms that align engineering practice with real-world safety and access. A key idea is to adopt a stronger culture of evaluation, treat interventions as testable hypotheses, measure outcomes transparently, and be willing to revise guidance when results contradict expectations. Marshall advocates for prioritizing operating speed control, designing for the most vulnerable users, and selecting intersection and corridor treatments that reduce conflict severity. This includes tools associated with modern safety practice such as road diets, tighter turning radii, safer crossings, and networks that separate high-speed vehicle movement from places where people walk and bike. Another element is institutional. Engineers need permission, training, and political support to deviate from legacy standards when those standards undermine safety goals. The book also underscores communication, helping decision makers and the public understand trade-offs in plain language rather than hiding behind technical terms. Evidence-grounded practice is not only about better data, but about choosing the right questions, valuing human life over small-time savings, and aligning project success criteria with public health. The topic concludes with a sense of agency. Transportation outcomes are not inevitable, and professional practice can evolve when incentives and accountability change. In conclusion, this book is best suited for transportation professionals, planners, public health advocates, local officials, and engaged residents who want to understand why dangerous streets persist even when agencies claim to follow best practices. It is also valuable for students entering engineering or planning who need a clearer view of how policy, standards, and incentives shape technical decisions. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and civic. It equips you to ask sharper questions at public meetings, interpret claims about safety and congestion, and recognize when a project is optimizing the wrong goal. By reframing traffic deaths as a systems problem rather than a series of isolated mistakes, the book helps readers see leverage points such as metrics, design speed, and evaluation methods that can meaningfully reduce harm. Compared with similar books that focus primarily on urbanism or advocacy, Marshall brings an insider engineering lens to how the profession justifies choices, where its tools fall short, and how evidence can be misused. That blend of technical critique and real-world accountability makes it worth buying for anyone seeking not just inspiration, but a clearer explanation of how to change everyday transportation outcomes. If you would like to support Wes Marshall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.